Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grawk. Problem gamblers will soon be able to sign up to a national self-exclusion register as part of new betting reform measures. The register, known as BetStop, will be rolled out by the federal government from August 21. As a free service for people to voluntarily exclude themselves from online betting companies for a period from 3 months to permanently. Communications Minister Michelle Rowland says the register is part of the government's response to a parliamentary report in June looking into online gambling reform.
So what we are establishing here is another bow, ensuring that we have taken the necessary steps for harm minimisation when it comes to vulnerable Australians who might be at risk of gambling harms.
The fallout from the Robodebt Royal Commission continues, with some Liberal MPs questioning Scott Morrison's future in politics. Nine Newspapers has reported Liberal MP Bridget Archer is calling for his resignation. Robodebt was launched under the former Prime Minister's government and saw some $721 million wrongfully taken from around 381,000 people under the scheme, which ran from 2015 to 2020. Nationals MP Barnaby Joyce has told the Seven Network the decision on whether to leave politics is up to Scott Morrison himself.
First of all, it just has a whiff of not being earnest about it. It's a decision that's best made by the person themselves as to what they want to do with their career, not for other people. Otherwise, you always get the inevitable. We tell all the Labor Party members that they should leave politics. They tell us that we should all leave politics. You know, there'll be no one left in the place. So it's... that's a decision to be made, but if you're asking for contrition, you don't have to ask me. The interviews I've done already, if people have been hurt, of course we are sorry, of course we learn, and of course we move on.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has secured a $1 billion defence deal with Germany ahead of the NATO summit in Lithuania. Under the agreement, Australia is set to provide more than 100 Boxer heavy weapon carriers to Germany. The carriers will be supplied by a Queensland-based military vehicle provider from 2025. Mr. Albanese is expected to make the official announcement at the summit, which starts in Vilnius on Tuesday. A trial begins today in New Zealand in relation to the 2019 White Island volcano eruption, which took the lives of 22 people, including 17 Australians. The Judge Alone trial in Auckland follows charges brought by WorkSafe New Zealand against six defendants involved in operating tours to the island off the east coast of New Zealand's North Island. They allege that the defendants neglected a duty of care for the safety of on-site workers and tourists in the lead-up to the event. The proceedings are expected to last 4 months. An unprecedented exhibition of the most celebrated pharaoh in Egypt's history, Ramesses the Great, is heading to Australia. The Australian Museum in Sydney will feature 181 artefacts, many of which have never left Egypt before, with the collection including sarcophagi, animal mummies, jewellery, and royal masks. The president of the Australian Museum Trust, Brian Hartzer, says getting the artefacts here is no easy feat.
Well, it's a huge exhibition, so there are 180 objects that have to come. They all have to go through customs, quarantine, and there's incredible security because you have probably never seen gold like you're going to see in this exhibit. So the security around this is going to be huge, and so we've spent a lot of time thinking through how that all gets managed.
The Australian Museum exhibition will extend from this November to May of next year. I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News in Easy English.